Many workers continue to do their jobs from home, which means cities have a lot of empty downtown office space. Colorado Public Radio's Sarah Mulholland reports there's a push in Denver to convert those office buildings into apartments.
At first glance, 1600 Glenarm Place blends in with all the other office towers in downtown Denver, until you see the sign for residence parking. The property started out as headquarters for an insurance company in the 1960s. Now, it's an apartment complex with more than 300 units. The conversion has worked out pretty well, at least for Kyle Witherspoon.
They've got an outdoor patio, pool table, ping pong table. Yeah, it's good. Good stuff.
He's lived in the building for 2 years. Sometimes things like sunlight and fresh air are tricky when converting an office building because they're not meant to be lived in. But Witherspoon says he's okay with the way it is.
I didn't even know it was an office building, so I'd recommend it.
1600 Glenarm hasn't been an office building for more than 15 years, but people still work here. Witherspoon is one of them. He's an insurance appraiser and does his job from home. He's part of an army of office workers in Denver and around the country, still working remotely as a result of the pandemic. Workers in Denver are starting to trickle back in, but city leaders say many offices will probably never return to the pre-pandemic norm. A recent report from real estate services company CBRE says about a quarter of office space in Denver's central business district is empty. That means landlords have a lot of space they don't know what to do with, and the city wants to make it easier for them to convert that space into homes by using incentives to encourage developers to turn those empty office buildings into housing. At this point, it's unclear what those incentives are. Lily Janyance is a city planner for Denver.
We started to do our research and wanted to explore what other cities are doing and have done in the past. And what came up time and time again is that not only in this pandemic process, but even prior to pandemic in the recession times as well, cities would repivot themselves.
She says less than 10% of commercial space in downtown Denver is residential. She sees an opportunity to change that to 40% over the next decade, which she says would be better for everyone. A more integrated neighborhood could reduce traffic and make commuting easier and attract different kinds of retailers and restaurants. Right now, the city's plans are in their infancy, but Janyance says she's hopeful it will make downtown a nicer place to live.
We should have been doing this for the last 10 plus years. But the pandemic, again, is like it's compounded all those issues that were already there.
It's not going to be easy. Office spaces will have to be retrofitted to allow enough access for all that sunlight and fresh air. And Jay Fornia, a design architect with the firm Opus Group, says another issue to consider, the acoustics. Offices can be loud and echoey, which isn't great for a home.
People want to be a little bit more private.
These kinds of projects are really expensive, and the city will have to balance the need for affordable housing against developers' desires for profits. There aren't a lot of details yet on how it's all going to work. And there aren't a lot of buildings in downtown Denver to use as an example. The building on Glenarm is pretty much the only one. But at least one landlord recently filed a plan with the city to convert his historic structure into more than 130 apartment units. Landlords in other cities, including Los Angeles and Philadelphia, are trying this too, a trend that could continue to grow as we adjust to a new normal. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Mulholland in Denver.